Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Say hey, it is Monday, the time is 5:31. You're listening to Say Hey, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio program. My name is Jake, joined as always by Noobs. Noobs, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. You?
I'm doing great. Happy opening day, Noobs.
Yes.
Say hey, it's opening day.
Jake, my love for you will still be strong long after the boys of summer have gone.
That's good. I'm glad.
Just wanted to let you know that.
I'm glad to hear that, because I was worried.
But looking sharp today, by the way.
Thank you.
As you are on every opening day.
I like to wear my Giants tie on opening day, and I've got my 2014 World Series champion Giants hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing a blue shirt that Noobs pointed out is reminiscent of Dodger blue.
But a little bit.
It doesn't make a difference.
I'm going to take it more as your subconscious pick that the Mariners are going to win the championship.
That's right. It's more of a Mariner blue.
It is.
Kind of a early
teal,
80s Mariner blue.
Kinda, yeah.
We're going to get right into it today because it is opening day. We have our baseball preview, and we're going to go division by division, and we're going to pick some winners and some losers. I want to emphasize on losers today, too, just to see who's interesting, who's going to be a flop, who's everything.
Right.
So let's get right into it. We're going to start off with, just because it comes up first in my book, the AL East, your AL East, John Newbery.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to start by saying that I think it's kind of a two-horse race.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the Orioles, and I think the Red Sox are going to compete because they just have so much offense. And if the Orioles, you look at their lineup, they're getting some health back. They mm-hmm. had a lot of injuries last year,
yep.
and they still ran away with the division
they
in the
did.
Long run. Their lineup is really, really powerful, even with Cruz departing. Their rotation is pretty darn solid. Bullpen, we'll see how the closer position goes, but I really like the Orioles potentially repeating in the division. That being said, the Red Sox have a very powerful lineup of their own.
They do.
And if they found a way to pitch, which I don't think it's going to be a strong suit, they might have to do some finagling around the trade deadline.
And I think if they're contenders, they will go out and get a guy.
They will.
Yeah.
But if they can pitch, I feel like they could be right there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about those two teams?
I totally agree with you. I think this is a division where, it is going to be about the hitting. You're going to see a lot of 6-5 games intra-division. I actually like your pick from a couple of years. I like the Blue Jays this year.
You like the Blue Jays this year?
To be honest with you. I'm looking up and down this lineup. I do see some power. I mean, I love Bautista. I love Encarnacion.
Russell Martin will be a nice addition.
Absolutely. He's going to be
Donaldson.
The new catcher. Yep.
Yep.
Coming over from Oakland.
Right.
Right. And, starting pitching's not bad. Dickey, Norris, Mark Burley,
mm-hmm.
Hutchinson, I guess, is going to be their number one. They took out the Yankees today. Not that that means anything. It's
right.
definitely a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
But I'm just looking, sometimes, I do a lot of statistical analysis, or at least looking at who's come over from different teams and who's looking to have a fresh breath there and that kind of stuff. But then sometimes from an organizational standpoint,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I just kind of get gut feelings that it's a team's year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got burned picking the Blue Jays a couple of years ago.
Right.
So I feel gun shy. But when you look at their roster, like you said, I mean, this is a good lineup.
Like, they could hit with any of those two teams that you just talked about, the Orioles and the Red Sox.
I mean, Josh Donaldson has been one of the more underrated players in the game the last couple of years.
For sure.
Because he plays in Oakland and played in Oakland. And Russell Martin is a really solid starting catcher.
Definitely.
I mean, those are great pickups. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, why not the Blue Jays, other than we're just used to them not getting it done?
Right. And I look for the Yankees. I think and the Devil Rays are going to be bringing up the rear.
I do too.
I think Tampa Bay could be really bad.
They could be really bad.
You know, lose over 100 games.
Mass exodus out of Tampa this year, and the Yankees,
including the manager,
which is big,
huge,
and the GM
Joe Maddon.
The Yankees are just they're kind of old.
They're old.
They are. They did not get any better over the winter.
No.
A-Rod's coming back, but don't expect much from Alex Rodriguez. Maybe 15 to 20 home runs tops.
I didn't see it, but apparently he got a really warm reception today.
Well, that's nice of the Yankees,
yeah.
Crowd, and you know he issued that apology and all. And
yeah.
I still don't like him because he's Alex Rodriguez, but there are worse people in the world.
There are.
You know?
Yeah.
Lots of them.
A lot of people have done worse than take steroids and lied about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But yeah, the Yankees. I don't see much out of them this year.
I don't either. You know, looking at that pitching staff. You know, Tanaka said. You know, he even said himself that his velocity is not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where Sabathia is going to be at. Phil Hughes. I'm looking for a sub 500 year.
It could be
from New York this year.
Betances, I think, at some point should become the official closer. They're talking about it being a little bit by committee. But he'll definitely wind up being the closer in New York, I think. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be competitive, I think, between the Orioles, the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Orioles don't get much credit for whatever reason, maybe because they haven't advanced real far in the playoffs and their opportunities in recent years.
Right.
But they are a good team. And like we said, the Red Sox can hit, although Pablo went 0-for-5 with 3 Ks today to start the season, which
yep.
made me smile a little bit. But, yeah, the pitching, we'll see. Clay had a nice day for you today.
Yes.
So that's a nice, encouraging start to the year.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for that number one guy. So Noobs is going with Blue Jays in the AL East. I'm kind of saying Orioles. We'll see how it shakes out.
And honestly, I mean, my heart is with the Red Sox.
Of course.
Clearly. But sometimes I just like to lean away from being too much of a homer.
Well, yeah, and, you know, think like you're betting. You know, where would you put your money?
That's all I always think, Jake.
You think? Yeah, we'll get back to that. Let's go to the Central now. You know, this is another division that is, I think, more or less the same as last year. The Royals and the Tigers are the front runners, obviously.
Mm. White Sox made some moves.
The White Sox make some moves. People like to talk about the Indians up and coming,
mm-hmm.
and maybe this is their year that they break out, and perhaps it is. But I'm just not ready to pick Cleveland yet. I think the Royals are still going to fly under the radar a little bit, despite having gone 7 games to the World Series.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
That's what I was going to say. That's a historic flying under the radar.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people probably won't pick them across the board much.
All right.
And, you know, maybe you shouldn't. They had a couple key losses. Billy Butler is gone.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of pop, but they do still have a great bullpen. They've got pretty good starting pitching. They've got, obviously, lots of speed and play good defense.
Yep.
Aoki's now a Giant, but that's not a huge loss for them. So I'd like to put my money on the Royals, but I don't know. I think it's a real toss-up. Detroit, I still think, is fading. I think they've already reached their zenith. I don't see them coming back again.
I agree with that.
And who knows with Cleveland. Maybe this is the year that they come up and they seize the reins a little bit. So it's definitely, to me, a three-horse race. Chicago, Minnesota... Minnesota could be really bad again. What do you think?
I think Minnesota could be really bad again. I have a friend who just got, speaking of gambling, just got back from Reno, and he did his season over-unders.
Mm-hmm.
And he's high on Minnesota this year.
Really?
And I'm not really sure
just
why.
Just from a betting standpoint?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was 74.5 wins.
Okay.
Which is 7 games under 500. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just kind of never know sometimes, but I just look at what they've got, and I don't see them finishing better than fourth, probably fifth. But this is kind of a tough division to call. You know what I mean? Because the White Sox obviously have made some moves. You know, the Royals are playing small ball in a power-hitting league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see if we can have success with that again. And, you know, I like Terry Francona as the manager in Cleveland.
Yep.
It's a good story.
They've
they got a lot
good
of good players.
Starting staff.
You know, honestly, I feel like there could be like 3 or 4 teams that are in the race.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
But like they'll only get one in because
right.
they won't get a wild card team.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to split that wild card, and I'd like to think that the wild card is cut. I don't know. We'll get to the AL West in a minute, but there are a lot of teams to me when you have to factor in that extra wild card spot now
yeah.
that you're like, oh yeah, I could see them being there. I could see them being 4 games back from whoever the higher team is.
Right. But I could see a situation where we have a wild card team that has a better record than the AL Central winner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like teams will be in the race till the end for the division, but they'll actually be a little bit further out for the wild card.
But that being said, it's not a bad division.
It's not.
It's just not like...
It's got a lot of parity.
Yeah, there's not a front runner.
Yeah.
So that could be an interesting race to watch. I'll probably pull for Cleveland and Kansas City a little bit because I'm tired of Detroit's act. They're just kind of yesterday's papers to me.
Okay.
But we'll see how that goes. So what's your pick there, division-wise?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of an out on a limb this is, but I'll go with the White Sox.
You're going to go with the White Sox?
Yeah, just because I agree with you that Detroit is on the way down, and I just don't know if Kansas City can catch that magic again.
That's true. I'm gonna say Kansas City just to give them a little cred. Then we're going to move on to the AL West, which is another competitive division.
Absolutely.
The Astros are, I think, on their way up. It's hard to say how many games they could win this year, but they showed a lot of promise towards the end of last season.
They did.
Made some changeover managerial. Then the Angels, I mean, they're going to be good again.
I don't
see any way around it.
Right.
It's hard not to pick the Angels, despite the fact that the Mariners are up and coming. I feel like the Mariners have some mojo on their side right now. I mean, they really finished last year strong. They've made some nice additions. You look at a guy like Nelson Cruz, that really adds a lot of pop to their lineup. Mm-hmm. They've obviously still got King Felix. I don't know. What do you think about the Mariners?
He pitched great today. Yeah. I like the Mariners. Even though Cano's numbers were kind of down last year, as a team, I mean, they played phenomenal. You know, I think they were on the Angels' heels until pretty much the very end last year. It was kind of a three-team race there with Oakland, Seattle. Actually, I guess Oakland got the wild card, so Seattle just barely missed getting in there. But that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's 162 games. You know, it's a long way to go. I feel like it's Seattle and L.A. Mm-hmm. I feel like Oakland's going to be down. Texas is going to be pretty bad. They lost their number one starter to, I believe, Tommy John, right? Yu Darvish is out.
Texas is going to be a non-factor.
Right.
Yeah, they're out of it.
And, you know, I like what the Astros are doing. They've got a lot of young players, but I still feel like they're a year, maybe even two or three years away from being an actual factor.
Right.
I think Seattle could win the whole thing, to be honest with you.
The whole
I think they can win the World Series.
Yeah, you know, their pitching staff is a little bit unsung because obviously King Felix is a big deal, but when you go down the line, Iwakuma, Paxton, Walker, J.A. Happ, they're not big names, but they've all turned in pretty decent seasons of recent. So that's kind of one of those things where, you know, you might know their names a little better once they turn in a full year of expectation.
Exactly.
And the A's... Yeah, you know, the A's are going to have one of those really kind of unpredictable A's seasons to me. They had so much turnover in their roster. I mean, they're basically a different team. And it's hard to know exactly what you're going to get other than I know they're going to have good pitching. They always do. They've had a surplus of it. So they're going to be in the game. The bullpen should be all right. Offensively, who knows? Are these guys going to gel? I mean, is it going to work out with Laurie and Butler? And, you know, Reddick is out right now. Coco Crisp is out again. He's having elbow surgery. He's constantly injured.
Right.
But does that mean Burns gets a shot at playing every day in the outfield, who had a good spring? I don't know. I don't really know what to expect from the A's offensively. That's why I kind of slot them finishing maybe in that handful of games above 500 range.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're the A's. Maybe they'll wind up competing for the division, and Billy Beane somehow, you know, gets a competitor out of them. I don't really know.
Like he seems to do every other year or every year almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's a little too much depth in front of them with the Angels and the Mariners. It would be really hard to get one division to get, you know, both of the wild cards.
Yeah.
It's possible. I just feel like, you know, the margin of error between some of these teams, honestly, like getting back to the fact that it's a 162 game season, literally, you know, it's like a hair's breadth to finish between, say, like if you get 77 wins and 83 wins, it's really like look like a lot, but it's really not. You know what I mean? Like six games, it's like, you know, a dropped ball here. You know what I mean? Like
a bad week there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A couple things go down, you know, like your starter goes down for a little bit, something. You know, there's just so many variables at play over, you know, the course of a 6-month season that it's kind of hard to tell. and we're just kind of like picking straws, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we can kind of, I mean, obviously, based on looking at these lineups and what they've done in the recent past, you can have a pretty good idea who's going to be good and who's going to be bad.
Right.
But as far as like who's going to win the division,
right,
I mean,
it's tough. I mean, in the AL West, I'm gonna try the new kids on the block and say the Mariners as
okay.
well. Just because I think that the Angels starting pitching is susceptible at a point.
You're looking at Weaver and CJ Wilson, right?
Yeah, I mean, Garrett Richards is definitely pretty good, but a little unproven. Shoemaker's kind of the same way. Or is it Mocker? Maker or Mocker? I get it mixed up.
I think it's Shoemaker.
Yeah, Maker. Anyway, Houston Street obviously is great out of the bullpen, but I don't know. I kind of like the mojo that Seattle is carrying from the end of last season through the spring. You know, I'd like to see them back in it. So I'm going to go with the Mariners.
Now, let me a little quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Did Josh Hamilton get suspended?
I don't know if that's been officially decided yet.
Okay. Because he's self-reported.
Yeah, he's
failing a drug test.
Failing a drug test.
Yeah.
So, but he was so poor most of last year anyway.
Right.
He's kind of just not been an issue for them. They still wound up winning the division comfortably without him. So let's continue into the National League, noobs. And we'll go to the NL East here on Say Hey. And this is going to be one of those divisions with the potential for the Nationals to really run away with it. The Nationals are stacked. Don't read into whatever happens the first couple weeks of the season if they come out with a slow start or something. They are flat out stacked. Their rotation is absurd. They've got pop. I look at Bryce Harper to maybe have a big, like, kind of coming out party this year. Maybe hit 35 to 40 home runs.
He hit one today.
I mean, you look at Strasburg, Zimmerman, Doug Fister, Gio Gonzalez, Tanner Roark. I mean, they are stacked.
No, their rotation is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, they still got Worth and Denard Span, and I mean, these guys have a lot of talent. And then you look around the league, the Phillies are going to be awful. The Phillies could lose 100 games. The Mets are okay. They got a couple of guys, you know, and they're getting Matt Harvey back, Jacob DeGrom, but Wheeler's out for the year. And if you look at their lineup, there's just not enough consistency there. And then, you know, I think the Marlins could have kind of an upturn season. They're kind of some young guns that people are talking up.
Right.
But I don't know about them getting over the hump with the Nationals. And then the Braves could be really bad as well. They're pretty much gutted. They're rebuilding. What do you think?
Well, the Mets were my dark horse pick last year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they actually could scrap together 84 wins mm-hmm. and fight for, you know, the second wild card. I agree with you, though. I think the Nationals, and this is a team that a lot of the pundits have been pumping up as the favorite to win the World Series for mm-hmm. like the last few years, you know, and so maybe this is the year that they actually get it done.
Right.
They've had some early playoff exits, you know, but gosh, you look at that starting five, as far as their pitching goes, you know, like you just ran down all those names. I mean, that's a gauntlet to have to go through,
you know,
and when your number five guy is like a number two or a number three on most other rosters,
or even a number one on a
right.
bad team.
So,
you know,
it would be hard. I'd be hard pressed to see them losing this division in any way. I think that like 2 through 4 could be really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the Mets, Marlins and Braves could all be kind of jockeying for a position there.
Yeah.
You know, we say, you know, you pointed out that the Braves have been gutted, but it's still Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know,
it's still Atlanta.
And it's like they just seem to every year scrape together a good team.
They just gave up Craig Kimbrell to the Padres.
Yeah. And them losing Hayward, I don't like either.
Yeah, yeah. It's
for them.
They're kind of announcing that they're trying to rebuild for this new stadium that's coming up in a
right.
couple of years.
Right.
And it's going to be a tough go for the Braves this year. But the Nationals, I mean, if they play up to their potential, you know, I think they could win 100 games.
So obviously think they're a World Series
contender. I think they're
contender.
A World Series contender, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens once October starts?
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's kind of a crapshoot.
It really is.
Honestly.
I mean, who's gonna carry it into the postseason?
Yep.
But I think they're definitely going to be pushing to win 100 games unless something weird happens. Then we go to the Central. And I think the Central is interesting in that the Cubs are getting a lot of noise because they're the Cubs and they signed John Lester.
You got to do more than that, guys.
And you know what? They're not going to be a bad team. But I don't think the Cubs, you know, Vegas gave them pretty good odds on the World Series
Ridiculous.
Recently.
It was like 10-1.
Which is absurd. I mean, this is not a World Series team.
No.
You look at their lineup, They don't hit for any average. They don't play particularly good defense. Yeah. Now, Chris Bryant, the big prospect that they sent down to the minors for 3 weeks to save a year of eligibility.
Smart move.
Smart move. You know, he got, you know, butthurt about it. But he'll probably come up and wind up hitting some home runs. And they do have a lot of deep threats. But, you know, I don't see how this team competes for a World Series slot. I mean, they might compete for a wild card spot at the absolute best.
Yeah. Well, that's the crazy thing, though, is that these days it's like if you get in, you got a shot.
That's true.
I just don't see them getting in because I like St. Louis and I like Pittsburgh ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis, you talk about consistency.
I mean, they've been in the playoffs like 7 out of the last 9 years, I think.
Yeah.
You know, something ridiculous.
And a lot of that's winning the division.
Yeah, exactly. And going to World Series. I mean, between the Giants and the Cardinals, I believe they've been to something like 8 out of the last 14 World Series for the National League.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a Giants and Cardinals world.
I know.
It really has.
It's kind of bizarre.
The Cardinals are 2-2 in those World Series. The Giants are 3-1, mm-hmm. if going back to 2002.
Yep.
So, you know, I feel like St. Louis, they're the kind of franchise that, you know, they transcend whoever the manager is. You know what I mean? I mean, they lost a Hall of Fame guy in Tony La Russa.
Right.
And they still keep plugging away.
Yeah, Matheny's a good manager.
Oh, yeah. He's a great manager. I like them picking up Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have, when I kind of referenced this earlier, I looked to see, like, who's going to have a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I think Jimmy Rollins is going to have a big year for L.A.
If he stays healthy,
yeah,
I think he could.
For sure. We'll get to those guys in a second.
Hayward, they were breaking down some of the changes in his mechanics last night.
He had a great night last night.
He's opening. It looked like he's opening up his hips a little bit more because he kind of usually has them closed off. So if he does stuff like that, could be a big year for him. The Reds, way down. Brewers, not interesting.
Right.
And the Pirates, you know, they're another team that gets a little bit, they somehow fly under the radar despite being very, very high quality. They're going to compete. They're going to be right there.
For sure.
Not a great offensive team, but they'll be there. Now we get to the NL West, and it's going to be a wild one because I think the Dodgers are very good.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any way around it. I like the moves they made in terms of the clubhouse. Getting rid of some you know, controversy with sending Kemp away, getting rid of Brian Wilson, you know, egomania kind of stuff.
Right. Still got Puig, though.
Still got Puig. But, you know, they're obviously spending incredible amounts of money. They're like, I think there's something like $50 or $60 or $70 million up on the Yankees in payroll right
now. Up on the Yankees.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy how much money the Dodgers are spending, even among the big spenders. But they do have a good team. They're going to be my pick to win the division. The Padres are a wild card to me. I think they could be a lot better, and I think they will be a lot better. But when you completely make over a team like that, it's always hard to see how things will gel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does Will Myers, does he bounce back from a subpar year? Does Matt Kemp stay healthy? Obviously, Craig Kimbrell is going to be fabulous as the closer now. And they've got, you know, they've got a pretty decent starting staff. You know, young guys like Tyson Ross.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard to say how that will all coalesce.
No, for me, I think that like kind of turning over a roster, I mean, like you said, they've definitely revamped the team, especially the outfield with mm-hmm. Upton and Kemp there now. But I feel like there's enough time in a baseball season to gel and to get that kind of camaraderie in the clubhouse. And also winning cures a lot of ills, too.
It does.
So if they start out well, I think they can really formulate you know, a good team atmosphere there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think baseball is the game that you kind of need that the least of. Because offensively, it's very much you're in it alone. You know what I mean? There's no passing. There's no, you know, you don't set picks, that kind of stuff. It's just you against the pitcher. So as far as, like, team chemistry, I think baseball, you don't really need that year after year as much.
You mean like clubhouse, though?
Yes.
I don't know. I
mean, and in defense, obviously, you need to play together. But you're not, I mean, it's about positioning.
I mean,
more so than running actual plays.
I'll disagree with you a little bit, only in reference to the Giants, who we'll get to in a second, who have kind of like made a name for themselves as being this type of clubhouse team that overachieves.
Right.
So there are instances where it can really kind of take you to that next level. Or a team like the Dodgers, who have recently kind of underachieved despite this massive amount of superstar talent.
Absolutely, and egos can come into play and can ruin things.
Mm-hmm.
But I just meant you can establish that kind of clubhouse camaraderie like from the get-go, you can have new faces in there, a lot of new faces, yeah. and still come together.
Totally.
Whereas like a basketball team being out on the court, like I really think you need like to have the same starting lineup for like 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. before you really like gel into an NBA contender.
Unless,
that's just my
unless
opinion.
You're LeBron James and you show up and
well, you just show up, just show but that's up different. That's a
yeah, that's you different. Know. That's different. But you know, finishing off with the Giants here. It's going to be another odd season for them one way or the other. This every other year thing is truly bizarre.
It is.
And in both instances recently where they've won the World Series and they brought back pretty, you know, they got the band back together, so to speak.
Yeah.
They've done that once again, and it hasn't worked either time. And I know that last year I wrote them off, and then they managed to get into the postseason, and they rode on that big old back of Madison Bumgarner, and yes. they won it all. They're going to be a very similar team again. If not a little more injury prone with their pitchers being a year older
yep.
and, you know, guys like Pagan are a year older. I don't know what to make of it. I would predict them again to compete for second place, and best case scenario, they find a way to get in on the wild card.
Okay.
I just would be really surprised if they competed to win the division.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
The way their starting pitching is right now. I don't think they're going to be a bad team. I mean, I think that would be paying them a disservice for winning the World Series again. But, you know, I don't see any way they win, you know, 90-some-odd games. That would surprise me. I'd see them more as high 80s tops.
I'm thinking high 70s.
I mean, I want to say that because last year I predicted them to be 500, and then they won the World Series.
So predict them to be 500 again.
I'm trying to give them some credit.
Can you predict it to somehow be 2016 already?
I'm really just waiting for 2016. Honestly, I think they're a 500 team.
Yeah.
And if they overachieve, it shouldn't surprise anybody.
Now, the last two times they won the series, they didn't even make the playoffs the following year.
That's correct.
Right.
In one of those seasons, especially 2013, they were really not very good.
Right.
2011, they had great pitching, but they couldn't hit. So, I don't know. I think they're going to struggle more with their pitching than even with their offense because guys like Hudson at his age, I just don't know how much you can reasonably expect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see.
I think Dodgers win 100 games. San Diego comes in second.
I could see it happening.
It's not a stretch.
It's not a stretch at all. It's going to be a decent division. I mean, Diamondbacks, Rockies, probably not so much.
They got Goldschmidt.
You got three teams, you know, with a chance to play over 500 ball.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's a good division.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see any division quite like the AL East last year.
No, probably not.
Right.
But, man, we kind of blew through that show.
We did. We got 2 minutes for a national championship.
It's a national championship. It starts in 20 minutes.
Right.
Your quick pick.
Wisconsin. Senior leadership.
All right. I'm into Wisconsin. It's been since the 1940s since they even got there.
Yes. It's their year. Bo Ryan has got those guys playing good.
That's right.
You know, and I love Krzyzewski. This is his ninth final.
Wow.
4-4 in those games.
Yeah.
And he's been to, you know, a few other Final Fours where they lost in the semifinals. But, you know, coaching experience out the window. I mean, Bo Ryan's got it. He's taken his team to the tournament 12 years in a row now. They were in the national semifinal game last year, lost by a point to Kentucky. I just feel like with Kaminsky, Decker, I looked at the top six guys of playing time. Four of them are upperclassmen and the other two are sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
Duke basically has an 8-man rotation and four of them are freshmen.
Right.
Not that freshmen can't get it done in this day and age in college basketball. Not tonight.
Right. Okay, Wisconsin. I'm into it. Although I have no problem with Duke, I would like to see Wisconsin win.
Should be a good game.
It should be a good game.
I mean,
game.
This is going to be a close one.
6:18 start.
Yes.
And I want to finish the program by paying a little tribute to the late, great Lon Simmons.
Yes.
Fabulous broadcaster of Bay Area fame.
A's
most
and
notably,
Giants, right?
Giants, Niners, but also spent time with the A's. One of the greats. He was 90 years old, 91 years old.
That's a life lived.
And he passed away, and he was really in great health up until the end. He was still out there throwing out the first pitch last year. And
that's how I want to go.
Just one of the greatest. And so take you out with a Lon Simmons clip of him calling. We're going to go with Willie Mays' 600th home run. Why not?
Enjoy the season, everyone.
Enjoy the season, folks. Say hey, it's opening day.
Mays, the batter, with hot at first. Here's the pitch to Willie. Swung on, hit deep to left. That one is way back,
way back. Tell it goodbye, number 600 for Willie Mays and the bye-bye Baby Bonanza. And the Giants come to home plate to greet him. Number 600 for Mays. He hit it over the 370-foot mark. A standing ovation here in San Diego for Willie. He's mobbed at home plate.